Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett and Michael J. Anderson. We are joining you as guest hosts on the Power Hour. Today is August 2nd, 2019, and let us first give our Father in Heaven thanks and praise. Father in Heaven, we come to you today as children of the Lord, the High Lord, with the Holy Spirit in us, as servants of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father, let every word that we say today and every thought we have be from you and for your glory. Not our will, but thy will be done, Father. Let us speak truth into a world of darkness and chaos and lies and violence from every side and every nation. Father, you say in the end times there shall be wars and rumors of wars, that men shall be lovers of selves, that all sorts of evils and chaos and ugliness shall reign. But Father, we are salt and light. We are the light of the world, because Christ is in us. We just ask, Father, that this broadcast adds to people's lives, adds to their knowledge, their character, adds their hope, adds to their peace and their love, and gives them boldness, gives them courage, gives them a new sense of direction, a new revelation, arms them with what they need to be armed with, Father. Let us be your beacon in these times, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, Michael J., we are once again on the Power Hour, and it is always an honor to be up here, and there is so much going on that, you know, I really just wanted to use this hour to begin to dissect a lot of the issues and give people the truths and the insight that perhaps they haven't been acquiring or experienced yet from, you know, Rene Alexander Acosta. If people haven't been listening to us, then we're going to talk about some stuff today that'll really probably be quite a revelation, and it'll tie a lot of loose ends up, and it'll also open some doors. That's our purpose, is to, you know, gold and silver we have not, but what we have we give unto you. We glorify the works of the Lord. Declare ye the works of the Lord. Show what the Lord has done and rejoice in his works. So we're going to show what the Lord's been doing, what he's revealed in us, what he's given us to know, what is necessary for people to know and understand, to give them boldness. And also, we're going to look at what's happening in the world and try and forecast how things may be going in the next year and few years, should the Lord tarry, with regards to so many things, domestic policy and foreign policy. We are really Christian policy analysts, if you will, and strategic communication thinkers and diplomats who've gone to various countries, men who've been in war and wore the military uniform, from Michael J.'s experience in Vietnam to my experience in Iraqi freedom. So we're going to be giving a lot of material that we have in the hopes that it can help people. But Michael J., I'll hand it to you to give us an opening statement on what you think the Lord is doing, what we need to reveal to people today. Go ahead, Michael J.
Thank you, brother. It is an amazing time, and what has happened is quite profound. The issue that I see is that so many people seem to be fulfilling something very, very strategic in communicating today, in offering what they have into the narrative, and that is, there are so many truth tellers, so many whistleblowers, so many broadcasters talking and shining a light on the unfruitful works of darkness, that we're actually seeing the shape of the swamp, the depth of it, the breadth, the length, the height. We're seeing who's at the top of the swamp, and people that are running the show out of the Vatican and the Jesuits and people like George Soros and people like the governors in different states, like out here in California and over in New York State. We're seeing people manifesting the evil that defines them, which before had largely been covered up and glossed over with the mockingbird-controlled media, the fake news. And what we're seeing now is this amazing expose of so many things, like, you know, what Comey has done, what he didn't do, what these people have been involved in as far as treason and being involved in attempting to remove a sitting president, spying, using the agencies. Where you yourself, Scott, have this amazing perspective because you were in the highest levels of intel in America, working in Central Command, and you discovered that behind the scenes, people like Dov Sackheim and others, his son, they were covering up for the United States financing the terrorists that were actually being used to kill innocent people, including Americans, in the Middle East and in other places. And the exposure of what went on in Libya is an ongoing phenomena. So this that we're looking at is that America has still remaining a venue for people to come and shine a light in the darkness and expose these things that have actually been infecting America for decades. Because, look, I saw today that the FBI was actually covering up those files in the areas where Jeffrey Epstein had been an informant, covering up the crimes of high-level people in America. The FBI has been involved in that, along with the CIA, for many decades. They have been covering up official but hidden programs like the MKUltra programs, where they were kidnapping children, brainwashing them, putting them through satanic ritual abuse and traumatizing and fracturing their personalities. All of these kinds of things are being brought out into the open. And I'm so grateful for what's going on with Barbara Honegger and these attorneys that are pushing for a review on with a grand jury about 9/11. And just recently, there's this report been offered by the New York City Fire Department demanding, because they've come to their own conclusions, demanding a reexamination of 9/11, because they say that without any doubt at all, and the scientific evidence is just totally pervasive from their perspective, that those buildings were brought down not by airplanes, not by kerosene, which can't melt steel, but by internal explosives. Scott, this is an explosive time to be alive and to be a part of this, challenging these creatures in high places that have been wreaking havoc throughout the world, and especially attacking America, which is in many ways a last bastion of truth and demonstrating liberty. So, Scott, I can hardly wrap my head around so many things that are happening to shine a light in the darkness.
Yeah. Well, it's good to start, you know, from the beginning, and a lot of people who are familiar with us and know a lot of what we broadcast will be familiar with this, but it's important to, as Orwell said, sometimes the duty of a responsible man is to restate the obvious. So let us restate how we've come here over the last 20 years, if you will. And what you're describing with regards to the 9/11 attacks is now, I think, emerging like never before because of the good work of people like Barbara Honegger and Jim Fetzer and Richard Gage and Alan Sprosky and, I mean, Kevin Barrett and so many other brave people who have done the analysis, done the physics, done the science, done the mathematics, done the scientific analysis of the dust and the material and the dirt and the radioactivity and the toxicity. Besides the video evidence of the 9/11 buildings imploding into a big dust cloud, that doesn't happen with a, you know, crumbling effect. If it did, then the towers would have crumbled, you know, or just kind of pancaked about, you know, a couple hundred feet maybe and stopped because everything was healthy in the building below a certain point. But that didn't happen. They fell at free fall speed, which can only happen with everything when everything between the top and the bottom is wiped out, is turned to dust, is exploded. There's no resistance. And they've done that mathematical computation by measuring on the video the rate of fall of the Twin Towers. So beyond a shadow of doubt, according to all the laws of physics, the buildings fell at free fall speed, which means everything from the top and the bottom was wiped out, which means it couldn't have been a plane. It's impossible to have been a plane. So it was something else. And really, we always come back to the science, not the emotion, not the politics, not the propaganda, as if you question this, then you're anti-American, you're not a patriot, you're on some foreign country side. No, we're on the side of the Constitution, which says the people of the United States of America in the Republic of the United States, not the democracy. There's no democracy in America. There's a republic, representation, not mob rule, not the tyranny of the mob in America, but the Electoral College guarantees the Republican form of government. That's been intentionally lost by the communists in California and elsewhere. But in 9/11, we come back to the impossibility of the Twin Towers falling because of a plane. We see Building 7 fell because of allegedly a fire. And we've had so much treason. We've had so many people violate the Constitution, from the NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. We've gone all the time to the 9/11 events in Oakland, California, where they have regular video analysis of this stuff. So 9/11 was a false flag, obviously, and it was designed, and the Pentagon hit. Let me not forget the Pentagon hit, which I drove by the next day. And I can say with my own eyes, I saw a big blue tarp covering a hole. I did not see any skid marks on the grass, which would have happened if a plane had skidded along the grass at ground level and crashed into the Pentagon. I would have seen engines. I would have seen the tail section. I would have seen luggage. I would have seen yellow tape. I would have seen burnt grass. There was none of that. And I saw it with my own eyes. And the video evidence later of people walking through the hole and the black sergeant woman who was at her desk in the computer room or whatever that walked out the hole. All of this confirms 9/11 was a false flag event. And here's the thing, Mike, we said it before, and you and I are military. The first people who should be hung for treason and put in jail and executed by firing squad for treason against the United States of America are the people in the military who were working at the Pentagon that day and stuck their head out the window, walked out the emergency exits, and saw no plane anywhere on the ground. Yeah, I'm talking to everybody who may be listening who served in the military and was at the Pentagon. Even if you weren't in the Pentagon, you were in the military, you have a duty to the Constitution. And we're telling you right now, the facts and the evidence prove beyond a shadow of doubt that the Pentagon attack did not happen the way the narrative tried to explain it. Yes, the members of Congress are guilty of treason who covered this up. They failed in their constitutional duty, but the military has a special role. The military is entrusted by the people to be a safeguard to their liberties, to their protection, to their constitutional rights. When you raise your right hand and you swear an oath, it is to the Constitution of the United States. And everybody at the military, at the Pentagon, who stood down, who stuck their head in the ground, who did not stand up and say, there was no plane that hit this Pentagon, you are guilty of failing in your duty to the United States Constitution and your oath. And it's a tragedy to say that, but
guilty,
it shows
of treason,
us the caliber.
Scott.
Absolutely.
You know, they're not speaking out facilitated the murder of tens of millions of innocent people in the Middle East because of a false flag.
And, you know, it's gotten, you know, 7 countries in 5 years, which General Wesley Clark, which I don't have much admiration for him. I mean, he didn't do much other than that little chippy talk. He's like a squirrel cracking his nut. He's going, well, there are 7 countries in 5 years. Well, what the hell have you done besides that, besides sitting in a San Francisco club, sipping a glass of wine, talking nonchalantly about this policy coup? You didn't do anything about it. You didn't run for Congress. You didn't stand up mad as a hornet and say, this is a violation of the Constitution. We have been taken over by this coup. You didn't do anything because you were all cowardly. You were all addicted to your bureaucracy, to your ribbons, to your rank, to your retirement. So they've sold this country for a bowl of pottage, like that old biblical story where Esau sells his name. The military have sold their name by not standing up at the Pentagon and exposing this. Some people have, but they're, they're few and far between. But that was the beginning of the end of the United States. That was the descent into tyranny. Doug Zackheim, my boss at Booz Allen Hamilton, before he joined Booz Allen Hamilton, was the comptroller at the Pentagon. And here's where we're going to make a little bit of a segue. Doug Zackheim, my boss, who's the comptroller of the Pentagon, where all the auditors were killed in the missile strike I'll say it again, a missile strike in the Pentagon that killed the auditors looking at the $2.3 trillion that was missing. Dumb Zakheim then joined Booz Allen Hamilton as the terrorist financing guy. He went to U.S. Central Command to collect all the money from all the terrorist organizations and do what with it? Well, squirrel it away for various operations, including giving it to Israel, giving F-16s and other things to Israel. And then we see Dov Zakheim's son, Roger Zakheim, joining the law firm Covington & Burling, which was the agency that managed the Swiss banks and the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates and the Qataris in all of their financing of Wahhabi terrorism. The Wahhabis in the Middle East use Swiss banks to launder money and use it for various black operations that Obama and the CIA and the Mossad were all party to. And this came out with Brad Birkenfeld, the UBS Swiss banker. Now, here's the thing I want to really hit on that nobody knows about. And that is when Brad Birkenfeld, the Swiss banker, came over from Switzerland after being hunted down, chased by the CIA, and Edward Snowden was part of that operation. And you can see that in Oliver Stone's film Snowden, where the Pakistani banker is caught in a strip club and gets a DUI. That was modeled after Brad Birkenfeld. And I know that because I briefed Birkenfeld for 6 months and got all of his WikiLeaks cables, which Julian Assange can testify for. That's another reason that Trump needs to have Julian Assange testify about this matter, because it represented the major pay-to-play scandal and crime which Hillary Clinton did and Eric Holder did and Lanny Brewer did and Loretta Lynch did and Tim Geithner did and Covington & Burling, Stuart Eisenstein did. Robert Kellner, who later became the attorney for General Michael Flynn, he was in on it. My boss's son, Roger Zakheim, was in on it. They were all party of this pay-to-play Swiss bank, Department of Justice, Department of State, Hillary Clinton Foundation scam operation. And here's the thing. Rene Alexander Acosta, the recent Jeffrey Epstein, U.S. District Attorney in the Second District of Florida that prosecuted Epstein and gave him the sweetheart deal, who later became Secretary of Labor. That Rene Alexander Acosta was the same guy who prosecuted Birkenfeld, prosecuted the Swiss bank case, gave the banks this free get out of jail card, too big to fail. But instead, Rene Alexander Acosta took the 15,000 Swiss bank accounts that Birkenfeld brought over and hid them, buried them, parlayed them up between Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder and the Department of Justice and the Obama administration. That was Rene Alexander Acosta. So Acosta was the prosecutor, part of the prosecution team, along with Kevin Downing and Kevin O'Connor. All of this was shared with me in Brad Birkenfeld's legal case and all of his documentation. Rene Alexander Acosta played a part in the deep state Hillary Clinton Foundation Obama administration pay-to-play with the bank scandal. And then he's just been fired. They say he chose to go. Rene Alexander Acosta is a criminal. He needs to be turned upside down, his pockets empty, his safe empty. His library's empty, every document, every email, everything that he did with relation to the Swiss bank pay-to-play operation involving Union Bank of Switzerland, Brad Birkenfeld, $780 million. You can Google this, incidentally. You can look at the Wikipedia page, do a screenshot so they don't edit it, they don't take the information down, because they do that. Google and Twitter and Facebook are notorious for this sort of thing. But you'll see very clearly with your own eyes, Wikipedia, Rene Alexander Acosta, he was the attorney who prosecuted Brad Birkenfeld in the Swiss bank UBS case. I believe it was 2009. And in addition, before that, he was Epstein's prosecutor. And, of course, Epstein is now being revealed as a honey trap, sexual pedophilia, most likely a Mossad agent or a sub-agent who was engaged in luring Americans and other people into these manipulative honey traps using children, using sexual pedophilia. And all that's coming out. President Trump is prosecuting, and I think he'll get a lot of information out of Epstein about everybody, including Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and everybody else. But this is important because Donald Trump has a lot of bad people around him. He's got a lot of good people, but he's got a lot of bad people that are deep state, that are liars, that are traitors. And Renee Alexander Acosta is one of them. And Rince Priebus was one of them. And so many others, including Pompeo, who got my report. Mike, let's never forget. And people can look at this website, and I'll give it out throughout the show in case people miss it and come late. But the website is shellgamewhistleblower.com. And all of the documents and the story is up there, and people can get the report Shell Game. They can get the book on 9/11 from all the experts who have participated in the 9/11 analysis. They can get a copy of the book that we sent to President Trump and Shell Game, shellgamewhistleblower.com. And you will see that this whole pay-to-play scandal originated in 2009, with Brad Birkenfeld being thrown in jail, his 15,000 bank accounts being taken that he brought over to the United States. He was prosecuted totally in violation of the Constitution and a non-prosecution agreement that he had made. They did a very sneaky thing. They had him testify in the Senate, and then they took his testimony and said, you can't use it as your defense. And they charged him with what he testified about, tax evasion or something. But what they were really doing is that the FBI and the Department of Justice were going after and trying to hide a lot of this money that was being used for the deep state operations in Libya, in Syria, and elsewhere. And now they've got their hooks into President Trump, and they're trying to manipulate him against Iran, against Syria, and against Russia. And I don't think Donald Trump is going to go for it. I don't think he's going to fall into this trap. I think he realizes the American people will not tolerate another war. They voted for him to end it, and if he seems like a hypocrite, they'll vote for Tulsi Gabbard. We've said this for months, Mike. Tulsi Gabbard is the only real threat
to
Donald
right.
Trump.
And they're actually suppressing her accounts on Twitter. They're suppressing because people like what she says. You know, even though she's a Democrat, even though she's for gun control, they like what she says because obviously she's not a liar like all the rest of them.
Yeah, they don't want their kids coming back in boxes or as vegetables. And we'll come back after the break. Stay with us. This is Scott Bennett and Michael J. on the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
All right, this is Michael Jay, and with my co-host, Scott Bennett, we have a program that happens on Revolution Radio Studio B, normally Wednesdays and Fridays at 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're out here in the land of fruit and nuts, looking at what's happening, watching the insanity of somebody named, we've nicknamed Gavin Newsom. He is a leftist. He is a communist. He is pro-pedophilia. He is a pro-transgender. He is pro-forced vaccinations. He is pro-everything un-American. He is a nut bar, but he's ours. So the reality is out here on the front lines watching San Francisco be turned into a latrine. We are witnessing the best that the Democrats have to offer. Scott Bennett, welcome back. This is an amazing time, excuse me, and we're on the Power Hour talking about the new paradigm in America, the new paradigm where truth tellers and whistleblowers and groups like the Epoch Times are telling the truth in the face of entrenched and enfranchised corporations that specialize in lies, deception, propaganda, and anti-American rhetoric. What a time to be in the battle. Amen, Scott?
Yeah, it really is. It's an exciting time because there's a boldness. This is like in the Lord of, or I should say the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe in Narnia, when winter begins to thaw and Aslan comes into the land, and hope is returned and the big battle begins to approach. You know, the thaw is occurring, and the thaw started before Donald Trump was elected, but when he became president, that's when the real battle, if you take the analogy of the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, started. So Donald Trump came in, I think, as part of the breathing of God upon the land again. People's prayers were answered. And that's the most important thing to really reiterate to people. Pray without ceasing. Pray for our president. Pray for our land. Pray for the leaders. Pray for real leaders to rise up. Pray for blindness and confusion and falling backwards of the wicked and the evil leaders. Cast them out. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Right.
And
you know,
we
brought up a wonderful analogy the other day about the sickness in the body politic and Donald Trump introducing the cleansing. Donald Trump has brought truth like an enema in the body politic that is filled with the feces of corruption and stupidity and treason. And he is providing a flush, if you will,
yeah,
for the body politic in America. I thought that was so excellent, so
yeah,
filled with the sense of the stench of democratic
yeah,
democratic insanity.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, the Lord gives us these little images and revelations, and we're thankful. A man can receive nothing except he be given him from heaven, and the thoughts and the opportunities and the relationships he gives us. The thing that I received from the Lord was, we've endured 8 years of constipation from Obama, and President Trump is our enema. We've absorbed 8 years of toxic, you know, white male Christian heterosexual hatred by the leftists and the transgender, transvestite, lunatic, multiple tattooed, piercing, purple haired Antifa types, the rabid angry feminists that want to, you know, sleep around like a you know, a mechanical rabbit, and then just kill their children in their womb and sacrifice them to their demonic gods. These are horrible things that have afflicted America because the churches and the church leadership have lobotomized themselves. They've sold their soul and sold their good name, sold the Church of Jesus Christ. They've sold it for becoming a knitting club, some sort of a social group that meets on a weekend.
We don't want to be confrontational. We don't
yeah,
want to tell truth that would offend devil worshipers. That would be, that wouldn't be nice.
All of that was pacifying and putting us into a lukewarm state. And I think everybody's who was born again and really knew the Lord said, we are falling into a state of lukewarmness, and we fear and tremble before our God, what he does to us in that condition. He spews us out. He vomits us out. And they fell to their knees and prayed. And God says it, if my people, that means those who are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
That's right.
You can say it, Mike. Go ahead. If
my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. And God's people are humbling themselves because God's people can hear his voice. God's people understand that God will not be mocked, that whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. And that includes nations, it includes communities, it includes states, it includes police departments and courts and these lawyers that have turned our law system upside down for a profit. And these people are about the business of putting the righteous people in jail, people that resist legalized evil, and giving the wicked a free pass, like Jeffrey Epstein, like all
yeah,
these other people in the deep state that should be in prison awaiting trial for treason. And Scott, it's an important thing that people realize a single voice can represent many, many more voices if we're in sync with what the truth is actually giving us to offer other people, to encourage other people, to exhort each other in what is right. Now, I just found out that the Power Hour can allow people to call in. If you want to speak with me or Scott Bennett, the number here is 844-869-2944. We're not live on radio right now, but people won't hear it on radio. But if you're listening on the internet right now, the number again is 844-769-2944. Give us a call, and we'll entertain your questions or whatever it is you'd like to share. But Scott, I'm looking at the fact that this is a new time. The fact is, we're so grateful that God did not allow that witch, that pedophile, that treasonous person that has a trail of bodies following her since the 90s and before, because of what went on in the development of that wonderful paradigm called Arkanside. These people, and Hillary Clinton has been a CIA asset along with her husband underneath the George Bush crime family. These people were hindered from coming into power, from having their satanic sacrifices in the lower parts of the White House. They were hindered from coming back because God had mercy on America. And then he gave us someone who was not part of the deep state, someone who spoke out and said things to Americans that allowed them to begin to realize this man loves America. And yeah. We're here to exhort and encourage him to love America more because we yeah. want to see him really deal with the bad guys.
Yeah. And, you know, for the last 2 years, and we're coming up to the Mueller probe, the Mueller disintegration, the Mueller house of cards. Mueller, when he testified, seemed like Homer Simpson's father, his aged father who couldn't remember his name, drooling out the side of his mouth. Mueller, besides having blood on his hands from the Oklahoma City bombing cover-up, to 9/11 and confiscating the videos around Pentagon City from all the malls and everything that would have shown there was no plane that struck the Pentagon. Mueller was responsible for that and an assortment of other crimes. The LaRouche
He covered
Institute.
Up the Sandy Hook, too, as being a false flag, also a yeah. FEMA exercise. He covered that up and the Boston bombing. Mueller also... what has been covering up for the CIA's involvement in drug running, gun running, child trafficking, and organ harvesting. The CIA has been deeply involved in that, as well as coups around the world, different kinds of things that do not represent the real America that we're exposing right now. The CIA has been about regime change and mass murder and destroying legitimate governments around the world. And this CIA, like our one of the last real presidents, President John F. Kennedy, it needs to be exposed, brought out in the open, and totally the people involved in that, in these mass murders, need to be tried for crimes against humanity. I don't care if they were told that they could get away with it because they were just following orders, like any good Nazi. These people need to be brought down, Scott. These yeah. people need to be exposed, and President Trump needs to find the courage that the American people will afford him when they say, we'll back you. You yeah. just take care of these criminals, these vicious animals that pretend to be Americans. Take care of them, President Trump. That's why we elected you.
Well, one other interesting thing that's happened over the past couple of years is, you know, RT, which is Russia Today, and people can go to RT.com. We used to have it on our television here until the cable Comcast removed it, so we no longer have RT broadcast on our televisions. And the State Department forced RT to register as a foreign intelligence agent, which it is not. But this happened under the late December, January of Obama's last days and then Trump's introduction to being brought in. And RT was labeled a foreign intelligence asset. And they started this whole Russia hoax, Russia, you know, blaming on the election, which was all lies. Russia never had any meddling in the election. And all the evidence proves that. And the lack of evidence proves it as well. But they went after Russia for a few different reasons. Number one, in 2015, I was on Russia Today. I was on it twice, actually, in which I was describing Shell Game. And again, people can see it at shellgamewhistleblower.com. And I described on Peter Lavelle's Crosstalk the entire Hillary Clinton Foundation and Clinton State Department running of terrorist financing operations through Union Bank of Switzerland, through the law firm Covington & Burling, which represented Union Bank of Switzerland, and through Covington & Burling's prior employees who worked at the Justice Department, specifically Eric Holder, who was the Attorney General, and Lanny Brewer, who was the Assistant Attorney General, and also with Loretta Lynch, who later became Attorney General, and Renee Alexander Acosta, who was the U.S. District Attorney, Federal District Attorney, or Representative down in the Second District of Florida, that prosecuted Brad Birkenfeld. So I described all of that on RT, on Crosstalk, and instantly, you know, Putin went into Syria. He started looking at the money trails. He started confiscating stuff, and it's been credited to a lot of these revelations. When that happened, then they really started trying to blame Russia and come down on Russia and things. And never forget, I also gave this to Michael Cohen, President Trump's attorney, and they came after Michael Cohen. Michael Hastings, the journalist, was killed, ironically, after he received this material. Michael Isikoff, the MSNBC Yahoo News reporter, came up and interviewed me with Tom Hamburger for 2 hours. Tom Hamburger is the Washington Post, who wrote the story about Donald Trump Jr. getting the WikiLeaks cables early that turned out to be false. So Tom Hamburger was a CIA asset, and Michael Isikoff is a CIA asset. How? Because when they interviewed me for 2 hours, when I was in prison, thrown in prison to cover my work up by the Obama administration, Michael Isikoff and Tom Hamburger said to me, "Mr. Bennett, why do you think the CIA would do this?" And I never mentioned the CIA until that point. I had a top secret SCI clearance. But a month after they met with me, I had relatives whose homes were broken into and their computers stolen in one of the nicest areas in California. So that showed me that Michael Isikoff and Tom Hamburger and the CIA and Dianne Feinstein, who had been communicating with Senator Bill Nelson about me, and Senator Feinstein, let's not forget, was the senator who was in charge of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and her and Bill Nelson were talking about Scott Bennett and Shell Game and these revelations and how did he get this information and how is he working with Edward Snowden and blah, 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 blah. Well, Dianne Feinstein put that, you know, it was on their website, the letter, and I made a screen copy before they took it down, but they had already hung themselves. They need to be investigated for treason. They need to be investigated for covering this up, as well as members of the military, including Ray Odierno and General Dempsey and General Mattis. General Michael Flynn got it, and he was fired shortly thereafter. All of these people need to be brought in by a team of real special prosecutors to look at the shell game of terrorist financing in Swiss banks and in the Wahhabi countries. Trump needs to do that before he falls into a trap of picking a fight with Iran, which could break the back of the United States.
Well,
I have
Scott,
no doubt.
Let's go there. With Iran, you've been on Press TV. You used to go on Press TV in their debates. You were defending President Trump before he was elected, and during his election, you were defending, saying he is taking a hard line because everything that Obama had done is something President Trump does not trust and he hates. And the reality is, last year, you and a number of patriots went over to a conference in Iran, New Horizons conference,
and
you were actually sharing and experiencing an amazing revelation about who the Iranian people are. Not at all like what we've been told. Okay.
Right.
You came back and I picked you up from the airport. You were like walking two inches off the ground. You were so amazed by the experience you had with that gentle people over there. But because you and others that were in the military, former military, that were in the CIA, the State Department, because you guys had such a successful interaction with Iran, let's get into the fact that this Zionist, this horrifically wicked anti-Christ, anti-American person who's running a certain department in finance in America, they put sanctions on Iran, and now the people that went to that conference have been threatened by the FBI that if you go to the next conference, we'll arrest you when you come back. Now, please talk about this, because it's a disgusting display of Zionist control of our government, including being able to manipulate President Trump into going along with their anti-Iran garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. There is a person who works in the U.S. Department of Treasury, and her name is Sigal Mendelker. First name is S-I-G-A-L, last name M-E-N-D-E-L-W-E-L-K-E-R, Sigal Mendelker. And she is a dual Israeli U.S. citizen, and she has put on sanctions on New Horizons, the conference, as well as Nader Talebzada and his wife Zaina Mahena and their assistant Hamid Gashgavi, who were the primary functionaries of the conference. And the conference brought over people like Phil Giraldi, who is a former CIA analyst. He's a prolific author. Michael Maloof, who's on RT all the time, former Pentagon official who knew John Bolton and finds him a despicable human being and a lunatic. J. Michael Springman, who was a State Department officer who wrote the book Visas for Al-Qaeda, detailing how CIA was bringing over Wahhabists into America to train them to be Al-Qaeda operatives. He was fired from the State Department. Other whistleblowers at the State Department who were State Department and CIA, incidentally, as well as people like E. Michael Jones and Kevin Barrett and Jim Dean of Veterans Today, and a host of other people from Ireland, from Tony Blair's sister-in-law was there, actually. Tony Blair's sister-in-law, Laura Booth, this wonderful lady, she was a Muslim convert from England, she was there, and a whole group of very peaceful, freedom-loving individuals came to Iran. And it scared the hell out of the deep state, because you had people who were going over and preaching the gospel of peace and mutual, collaboration and existence and the cessation of war and conflict and misunderstanding. And Segal Mandelker and Mnuchin, the Secretary of Treasury under Trump, they put on these sanctions, ridiculous sanctions, claiming that New Horizon was a terrorist group, recruiting terrorists, all lies. And Trump is responsible for these lies because these people work under him. So I've said all along, Trump needs to fire these people. He needs to reverse the sanctions, because that mechanism, that conference, was the best way to gain influence on people in the Iranian government, in the Iranian religious establishment, and the Iranian academics. We were granted our visas, Mike, from the supreme leader, Khomeini, because Zarif and Rouhani did not grant us visas. We had to go to the religious leader. The grand, religious leader of Iran gave us visas and allowed us to come into the country. And here is a born-again Christian, myself, going into Iran, praying over Iran, praying that the Lord's will and revelation comes, speaking truth. You know, no word from God shall be void of power. And God says, I shall give thee a tongue thine enemies cannot gainsay nor resist. And I went and I spoke over people. I spoke to mullahs. I spoke to religious clerics. I spoke to the people. I spoke to the broadcasters. I spoke to the media. I spoke to the academics and the students. And the Lord was in those words. And
they filmed your whole trip, Scott.
Yep.
They opened doors for you, and you were amazed by this culture of gentleness. There was no hostility, and you came back a changed person, brother.
Yep. They was a miraculous event to see what the Lord was doing. And these Zionist Israeli dual citizens like Segal Mandelker and Mnuchin and these other
agents of a foreign nation.
They should
all be registered, including most of the people on CNN, ABC, NBC, and the others. All of these people are agents of a foreign nation because they promote Zionism and Israel over America.
And see, they're violating a Title 22 action, which is when you do something under color of law that is fundamentally unconstitutional and illegal, it's a violation of the Constitution. It's a violation of law. So Segal Mandelker and these others have committed Title 22 actions of violation. This needs to go to court, because here's what they've done. They've sent the FBI to people who went to this conference, knocked on their door and said, you can't go over to that conference or you're going to be fined and thrown in jail for 20 years. They've said that to Scott Ricard, who was an Air Force guy that I know personally, who was going to go over to the New Horizons conference. You'll go to jail. We'll arrest you upon your return if you go to the New Horizons conference. The FBI agent, a 39-year-old guy, goes over and knocks on Scott Ricard's door and says that. The FBI also went over to Mike Maloof's house and came in the early morning and said essentially the same thing. So the FBI is threatening American citizens with arrest and imprisonment for violating, quote, the sanctions by going to a conference or speaking out or speaking truth. That's a fundamental violation of our constitutional right to speech. Also, our religious freedom, by spreading the gospel, by speaking truth into people's lives, that is our mission as Christians. That is the part of the gospel. And they are violating and intervening in that. And that cannot be allowed. That has to go to court if it needs be and challenged. I'd like to see Trump fire these people first. I'd like to see Rand Paul go over there with an entourage of us and you will see an opportunity, a great waiting for them to work with Trump. But these people have pushed Trump. Bolton and Pompeo and the others have been idiots who thought that they could bully and push the Iranians in this direction. And they're not a bunch of Saudi Arabian Wahhabist boy lover lunatics. The Iranians are a different people, a different culture. They're thousands of years old. They've never invaded anyone since 1776. And they've also got Russia on their side now. So Russia and Iran have signed a mutual defense pact. So you're not going to have the United States go in there and start a major conflict. We would lose a lot of men. We would lose probably the base of Qatar. And Trump would be impeached, if not executed, for treason. And his family would, too. That's the sad reality of America's disintegration. So I don't want him to fall in that trap, and I always say it. But I don't think he will. I think he's trying to negotiate, a new beginning. And I said that in my speech at New Horizon. Trump had to throw out the Obama plan because it was touched by Obama, the transvestite, transgender, married to Michael Robinson, the man who pretends he's Michelle Obama, all of that what's her name, the comedian was killed
Joan
for.
Rivers.
Joan Rivers was killed for when she said, oh, yeah, Michelle Obama is the first trans that we've got.
Tranny.
I think everybody who pays attention to the Power Hour and Revolution Radio and others are aware of these things. And it's time to speak out. It's time to be bold. It's time to go to your pastor and say, you better start talking about the political, social unrest in this country, or you're out of here. Or I'm going to be leading a group that looks for a new pastor who is salt and light, that's not fearful, that's not a coward, that is not more addicted to your golf games and your sabbatical and your six-figure salary and your free house and your free Christian school education for your kids. That's not the mission of the church. The church is the church militant. Let us be militant. Hit you right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com.